Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 84 of The Brunch and Judge. It's
It's
Claire's
my
birth
birthday.
year.
Yeah, it is.
You did it. Woo.
Number
Welcome
80.
back.
Because we're 80s
We
babies.
are 80s babies. I was watching. Oh, hey, we're your hosts. I'm April.
And I'm Claire.
And so this weekend, we were watching one of our friends compete in the NES Big 20 number 17. Now, you probably have no idea what that means because I sure as hell didn't until
Is
it
that
started, like,
Nintendo? Is
yes.
NES Nintendo? Okay, I was like, it's got to be video game something.
And so every year they put together 20 or goals in 20 different games that you have to do in order, and it's like timed. So your goal is to be faster than anyone
Oh,
else competing.
okay.
And so, like, some of them are like you have to, complete the whole game, but like you can use all the skip things or secret whatevers that you can learn or whatever to do
Oh, okay,
fast.
gotcha.
Some of them are specifically like you have to get to this point or defeat this one thing or defeat like these five things, or like they're very specific goals for each 20 games. So you're not like just playing the entire 20 games.
Gotcha.
So we were watching him compete yesterday, and I realized, because like at the beginning of games or at the end of games, it would be like the year that it came out. And so the final game
Okay.
he had to do was Legend of Zelda, which was a huge game. Like, I've heard of that
Right.
game, and that's how I know it's a huge game, because
Like, yes,
I
everybody
wouldn't
talks
know.
about it.
That game came out in 1986, and I'm like, what? I
Really?
guess I assumed it was from like the 90s or something. I was like,
Right. So the first one
oh,
came out in the 80s, huh?
okay, what do I know?
Right.
So it's fascinating. But then I was like, I feel old, but also mostly confused, because why were we all still playing 80s games in the 90s? Right?
Because they updated them,
That's
like
fair. I mean,
Mario
like, they
1,
were.
Mario 2, that kind of
So,
thing.
there you go. But it was fun. It took him, the guy we were watching, it took him 4.5 hours to do it all.
Okay.
Which, amazing, because it would have taken me 4.5 hours to still not succeed one of those, by the
I know,
way.
right? I'm terrible at video
I'm like,
games.
I can't do it. And he's like, do, 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 just like jumping
Like
on these
hopping
ones.
all
And
over
I'm
the
like,
place.
I'm out, man. I can't.
Right.
So, that's what we did yesterday. Aren't we such fun people?
Nice. I binge watch the first season of Truth Be Told
Ah,
on
very
Apple
good.
TV. It was really good. I'm into that kind of thing. So I think what it is like each season's got its own storyline. So.
Oh, I like that. I like when things can be contained in like a season. Like, we're going through this whole story. Like, maybe there's a little bit of carryover, but I don't want much.
Yeah, but it seemed like the whole thing got wrapped up in the first season, and it seems like second season's gonna be like its own deal.
Cool.
'Cause what I had seen, I was watching a different show. I've been watching After Party, The After Party
Right,
on there
right.
too. I love that show. It's so ridiculous. But I'd seen commercials or trailers for this show, and I was like, oh, that looks really good. It's like a crime podcast, And so the only trailer I had seen, I guess, was for the third season. I didn't even realize there were two more seasons. I was like,
Oh,
ooh, is
right.
this three seasons? So what I was watching, I'm like, oh, I guess each season is like its own little story. So, and I like, yeah, like you said, I like things like that. Things that like drag on forever, where it's like somebody died and it's taken them the entirety of the series to find
Right.
out who killed the person. And you're just like, get
It's
on with it.
like we can have a new mystery next season. It's fine.
Right. That kind of stuff. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this season deals with this and this deals with this. But yeah, I recommend it. If you've got Apple TV, watch that or watch the After Party if you're into something really goofy and ridiculous. But it's also murder mystery, so that too. Except
Very
it's like a
cool.
whole other like end of the spectrum.
Well then, Claire,
Yes.
I guess we should find out what you're judging this week.
I think I'm gonna judge the fact that Danny Masterson got 30 years in prison for
Uh,
raping two women, which
fair.
I'm like, oh, are we actually gonna start like sentencing people for raping people now?
Because
Like
that's, I mean, it's a about
with
damn time
legit
with like
sentences?
legit sentences because of the life ruining shit that they're doing. Yes.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Ugh.
And I'm like, kudos to you people. Thank you. Because I just, every time anybody mentions it, that Brock Turner
I
case
was
just
just
pops up
thinking
into my
that
head.
fucking Brock Turner.
And
Ugh.
that just
Infuriates
infuriates the
me.
shit out of me
He
because,
should just, if he had just gone to fucking jail and served some
right.
time, like legitimately, I think
Yeah.
everyone would have been like, okay.
And
But
then you're
no.
like out here whining that your life is ruined. No, sir, you
You
did that
ruined
yourself.
your life by
You did that
ruining someone
yourself. And I
else's, by the way.
think what drives me bananas about his case specifically is the fact that people caught him in the act of doing it.
Yes.
And it's like, what?
It's like, what more do you need? Like,
Like,
there's
I feel like
legitimate
this
people
is
being like,
not.
we watched it, we saw him do it, we caught him in the middle of doing this. And you're still gonna be
Yes.
like, oh, but you know, we don't want to ruin his future. Well, he shouldn't have done that then. He
I
ruined
feel like,
his future.
yes, I feel like this is very much more than a he said, she
Right.
said, this came out years later kind of thing. You know, that was way more than that. That was two people riding bikes came upon him actually raping this unconscious female, and you're just like, and he only got 6 months and served like three? Like, what?
It's
Like, that to me, that
bullshit.
and that right there, I think is enough to like enrage everybody. And the fact that this time, you know, I mean, this happened, you know, several years ago, and they were able to convict him and sentence him to like legitimate jail time. That it's not just like, oh, you're going away with like 18 months. Like, oh, it's a slap on the wrist.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Like, you deserve to go away. I mean, because I think in his case, he like drugged them, which is also just, I mean, rape on its own is despicable, but when you
Right.
drug somebody with the intention of raping them, that's just even like a whole other level of like you
That
premeditated,
is,
asshole.
it's premeditated and it makes it you take out the I consider very vague idea of passion in the moment. Well, I didn't really think I was.
Right.
I'm like, well, you were, and you knew you were, but whatever. But
Yeah.
like when you're taking away their ability to stop it at
To
a
even
point,
fight
like
back, it's like,
you've made this decision a long time ago that you're gonna do something bad to this person.
Right,
Ugh,
right.
it's gross.
And I just like commend
Ooh, do you hear it?
the jury, the judge, all that. To, like,
Do you hear it? No, all the thunder. Oh, guys, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's thundering here. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't even tell you how much I love. Oh, sorry.
She got distracted.
I'm like,
But yeah, no, I just commend them for like being able to sentence him to some serious time
yes.
for doing that because I really feel like they need to. And I was telling them at work too, I said, I just blows my mind how many people are in jail for basically the rest of their lives for having pot or selling pot. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
And people are going away for actual like physically harming a person, you know, rape, assault, otherwise. And they get like 6 months,
Yeah, it's
you know, 8, 12, 18 months, depending on whatever state you're in, yada yada. You know, and it's just like that's nothing. You took away a part of that person's
and
life and
they have to spend the rest of
their
their life
sense.
knowing they can
Yes.
still run into you.
Yeah.
And
And their sense of safety and
that's the
everything.
worst.
Yeah.
It's like
So
there's no real consequences for doing it. So you're like, well, I have no value. Thank you. I'm glad to know that, you know,
right.
someone selling pot, you know, and
Right.
that impacts lives so much so that they must go to jail forever. You
Right.
know.
You're like, I got 90 something years for selling pot. You're like, what?
And you're like, oh my God. Fentanyl, fine. Absolutely. Go to jail forever for that shit because that kills
Right.
people. Like, pot. Stop. Stop
I
it.
know.
Stop it.
Right. Indeed. But then you see people like, this is off tangent a little bit, but I did watch the whole painkiller
Oh, yeah. I
thing
haven't
on
watched it yet out
Netflix.
of. I know I'm going to be so irrationally angry that I just
Oh.
can't. I
And
can't
I
do it.
know a lot of it's dramatized for like emotional impact, but at the beginning of every single episode, they have real families, real people who come on and they'll say, like, a lot of the characters and the dialogue obviously is dramatized and, you know, for dramatic effect, blah, blah,
Right.
blah. But they're like, what's not dramatized is the fact that my son or my daughter or my grand or, you know, this family member of mine was addicted to opioids and they died. Every single episode, it's a different person. And
And it's
it's
like
just really
it's yeah.
hard to watch these parents. Like, because one of them, the dad just like broke down and
Of
you're just like,
course. Well,
felt
because
so
you're like,
awful.
I take my child to get medical care and help, and the doctors are
Right.
told, they're given information, this is okay and it's not going to do anything bad and it's okay and it's not
Right.
okay. And they knew the whole damn time. They knew it was addictive. They knew that people were going to die and they didn't give a single fuck.
Right.
And I hope that, like, I hope they all go bankrupt. I hope they go to prison forever. I hope that they're ruined for all eternity because, like, don't get me wrong. I've been watching Traitors. I've been obsessed, as you know. And it's all, and I was wrong. It is all there. It is all on Peacock Plus. For some reason, it just stopped playing after the second episode when I watched it.
Okay.
So it's all there. You can see the whole season. You can see the whole UK season.
I
You can
saw
see
that they
the
had
whole
other.
Australia season. And by golly, watch all three because they're all very different. I mean, the
Nice,
British and the
nice.
US ones are identical, just different people, but like it's all very different. But like I know I'd be an excellent trader if they let me be in the game because I'm like, I'd be so good at this. I love it. But I could never do anything that would actually hurt people
Right.
and cause, like, I just can't
That much
fathom
destruction.
making a decision, being like, well, we just won't say anything and it'll be fine. Like, it's gonna catch up eventually and you're gonna get fucked. And I hope they get fucked hard.
Well, and what drove me crazy, what will make you irrationally angry is when they get ready to go to trial and then they give them a plea and it's like nothing. It was like a slap on the wrist because they called the Sacklers, called like Rudy Giuliani, who called somebody who called the Department of Justice. And then the person at the Department of Justice called the lawyer who was getting ready to try the case and basically like had his nut in a vise. And it was like, you have to do this. It was like his boss telling him, you have to offer them a plea or you're going to get fired. I mean, it was basically how it was just like. And so
That is
obviously they took the
horrendous and
plea.
disgusting.
It was just like vomitous. It was
Which
just
is why I love the in the courts right now is the is a huge settlement thing. And a lot of stuff is they're like, you don't get to plea, you don't get to, we're going through
because
this.
they
And
should
so
not.
the
Anyway, so
judge is like, fuck that, we're going through
let's just judge injustice and how things need to be.
Absolutely.
Like,
We need to fix some shit. It's pretty bad.
we do. Like, I'm just glad that there was some justice in the Danny Masterson thing, but there's
Yes.
still like a long way to go in many things,
Yes.
obviously.
Obviously celebrate the win, and what that
Yes.
says and the precedent that it can help set. But yeah, you're
Right.
right. There's still so much left to fix.
Definitely. So yeah, that's my judge.
Excellent, Judge Claire.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
What are you judging?
Well, one, guys, everyone, I keep getting excited because we're having a thunderstorm. Oh my God, I love it. It's my favorite thing in the world. So I can hear it a lot. So I keep reacting. I don't think the microphone's picking it up. So I'm sorry for you. But what I am judging this week is my obsession with Hurricane Lee. I'm obsessed.
Oh,
Okay,
you're obsessed.
so like, guys, I don't love hurricanes. Don't hear this. My brother lives on the Florida coast, so I'm always concerned about their safety and well-being. You know, Spencer's aunts all live on the Gulf Coast, so we're always concerned about them. You know,
Right.
I don't want hurricanes to hit and destroy or do any of those things. What I do want what I really, really want is because Lee has magically become this huge storm and it's kind of gone back down, expecting to strengthen again. They don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to the west of Bermuda, which is nor'easter territory. It's like everyone's kind of getting a little bit prepared up here in case, not that it hits. We don't want it to hit. No hit. We want it to kind of swoop up and then just like give us some of that nice, like tropical depression-y, like some rain and thunder, but like nothing huge, but like enough. I want some good thunderstorms, okay? Like I want it, I need it, I have to have it. I want it.
She went
Also,
so long without
I
it.
but I was like, I hope it doesn't stay a hurricane and come up here because like I'm not quite ready to live through my first hurricane. I mean, we're like 4 miles from the coast, so
Okay, gotcha.
we're protected, thankfully, by the Long Island Sound. Like the Long Island comes out, so it's a big barrier, so we'd be fine. And we're on a hill, and none of that. But
But
like
still, the fact that
power
it could be
outages
like
and stuff would
strong,
kind of suck. But like, so
that would
I
be like,
just, so I'm like, I want like the two of my favorite episodes of Murder, She Wrote is. Like the first truly legitimate Cabot Cove episode in which they're having like a nor'easter. They actually call it like a hurricane, I guess, but it's really a nor'easter. And like a boat is out in the ocean because they're idiots or whatever, and they can't go rescue them. And the next day when it's all over and the boat gets towed in, it's a rich family. His four sisters and their father had gone overboard, and actually, it's a murder. It's a whole thing. But I love the raininess. The second favorite one is the one where she's trapped in her bed because she's thrown out her back, and she has the crossed phone call. And but there's like the nor'easter going on, and like Cabot Cove is all awash to do with that. But also, she's like, "No, I overheard a murder plot," and then it really did happen. I love that episode. So I'm
I
like.
remember that one,
I
yes.
like Cabot Cove vibes here is what I want. Okay. No murders, though. No murders.
No murders.
Unless I get to solve it, then I guess that's cool. I don't
Nice.
know. So obsessed with it. Obsessed. But also this week, my personal Florida man story came back. Now, you may remember the trend back in the like mid aughts, I guess. Maybe it was like 2010, 2012. I don't know when it first started, when everyone decided to have their find their Florida man story. So if you've not done it, what you do is you put your birthday, like month and day, and Florida man, and you Google that. And then it'll pop up, Florida man, blah 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 blah. And it's usually on your birthday or around your birthday. So I did that, and my Florida man story several years ago, it was like 2014, 2015, was this guy in Florida, Florida man, decides that he's going to build essentially a hamster ball that he can just walk on top of the ocean from Florida to Bermuda. And like he attempted it several times, but he finally got like arrested by the Coast Guard and they're like, "You've got to stop. You're going to die. You're an idiot." Well, surprise, surprise, he tried again. But this time he was gonna hamster wheel his way to London, he claimed. But the Coast Guard again stopped him, arrested him. He has to pay fines for this, by the way. Because they were
Why?
like, because they were like, dude, one, you're gonna die. But two, there's not one, but two hurricanes out there. What are you even doing? Like Hurricane Lee is gonna spit you up and it's over. Yeah. And so I'm like, yes, thank you, Florida man, for coming back.
Nice.
I've always been sad that I've never had like one true passion in life, but maybe it's good because this guy has one true passion and it's stupid. So,
Indeed. Like, what is your obsession with walking on water, sir? What is this? I don't understand.
I'm like, all right, well, you do you. I feel like at some point the Coast Guard's going to be like, nope, we saved you. Over and over and over. We're done now. We're done.
Your life is in your hands, sir.
Bye.
We're over
Bye. Best of luck.
it. Oh my gosh. Great judge. Great
Thank
judge.
you.
Love it.
Thank you. So I suppose that brings us to the topic of this week's episode. Guys,
Yes.
today we're going to talk formerly legit medical practices. Now, we've had this topic before and covered, some of the biggies, some of the weird stuff. But let's see what we decided to do this week, shall we? I promise it'll be fun. Maybe a little
Yes.
disgusting, but yeah. Claire, I think
Indeed.
it's your turn to go first this week.
It
So,
is.
what formerly legitimate medical practice have you brought us?
Well, mine's gonna be a little different because it's not formally legit, but it should be.
It's the next formerly legit medical practice.
It should be
Okay,
because it's
okay.
bullshit.
I'm ready for it.
I'm going to be talking about BMI.
Oh, you're right. That is bullshit. Total fucking
It's
bullshit. Oh,
not really a
God.
practice, but it's a body measurement and it's bullshit
But they
and it
use it
should
for
be.
everything. So it is. It is
Yes.
bullshit. Oh, God. Hate.
It should be kicked out. Like, why are we still using this? But anyway, that's what I'm going to be talking about it. And just forewarning, I could rant about this for days. So if I wind up on a tangent, rein me back in
I will
because
do my best, but I also
I
find it to be absolute
could.
total garbage. So,
Yes. So, my sources are NPR, CDC, CNN, HuffPost, and there was some stuff on Harvard.edu that I got.
Oh.
So, body mass index. For those of you that don't know, is a measure of body fat based on height and weight that applies to adult men and women. Healthcare and doctors use it to screen for weight categories that can lead to health problems, such as, let's say here, like overweight and obesity, and it's having too much body fat that it presents a risk to health. It's a generalization. And research has shown that as BMI climbs, so does the risk for chronic conditions, including heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, what was that? Type 2 diabetes, respiratory issues, stroke, mental illness, sleep apnea, osteoarthritis, and at least 13 different types of cancer.
Good Lord. Okay.
Right. However, even though the BMI seems to be the medical standard on measuring obesity, research has shown it is an outdated standard.
Yes.
And so we are going to be talking about why. However, so first off, BMI was created by Adolf Quetelet. I didn't look up the pronunciation.
He doesn't deserve it. It's fine.
Well, and here's the deal, guys. He was a Belgian mathematician. He was not a scientist. He was not a physician. He was not a physiologist.
Disliked doing
He
math.
just liked
Okay.
numbers. And he created it in 1832.
Holy hell's bells. It's that
Yes.
old? Oh,
Yes.
God.
So it was first called the Quetelet Index. And here's what's okay, I'm just getting to it. He came up with this formula to give a quick and easy way to measure obesity of the general population to assist in the government in allocating resources.
Okay, so a very different kind of intent of use. It's
Absolutely.
for large groups and not individual people.
Yes.
All right,
It
all
was
right.
created, it was creating using data from predominantly European men
Of course.
to measure weight across sexes and races.
Yes, because we're all the
And
same. Cool.
yeah, and Quetelet admitted it shouldn't be used on individuals. It was meant to be used as a population level tool.
That makes perfect sense to me. Okay. Because we do
So,
kind of assign numbers to things in order to get an
right.
average. That's fine.
Yes.
That's fine. Okay.
Yes. So, how did we get to where we are? Well,
Men? I'm going to say men.
A man. A man. In 1972,
Oh, God. Some guy read about it and was like, hey.
a physiologist named Ansel Keys took a 150-year-old standard for generalization and reintroduced it as the body mass index.
Fuck
And
that guy.
and it has since become the standard to measure obesity.
Fuck that guy.
1000%.
Oh my God.
So it's really his fault.
Okay,
Because this
that's
whole time
fine.
I really wanted to blame the guy who created it, but
But
then
he
while
had
like
it,
looking
like, he
this,
had a very different. He was like,
yes, it
this is
was
not for this. This is for this. Okay.
right.
I can accept that.
Yeah. So he even said it's not to be
He was like very
used
specifically,
individually.
don't use this individually. It's for mass population. And you're like,
Right.
oh, okay.
So really, Ansel Keys is the guy we need to be mad at,
Ansel Key
because
came up
what are
and he
you?
was like, bet.
Right. So one of the problems with BMI is it ignores the waist, a person's waist size. A French physician named Jean Vague noticed that people with larger waists had a higher risk of premature cardiovascular disease and death than people who had smaller waists or carried more of their weight around their hips and thighs. So definitely thick thighs save lives, guys. Keep that in mind.
Well, I'm out of luck.
Yeah. Basically, people who are pear-shaped are better off than people who are apple-shaped, which a lot of apple-shaped people are men. There can be women who are more apple-shaped,
Right.
but yeah. So, follow-up studies showed that abdominal obesity was strongly associated with increased risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and death, even in those people who were within the healthy BMI standards. So that's one of the reasons why BMI is trash, is because it does not take other health factors into account. It's
No,
just these two
and
numbers.
it leaves people susceptible to some really bad shit because they think they're fine and they're not.
Right. And how you calculate it, if you're using the metric system, is you take your height and your weight. You have your weight divided by your height, but your height needs to be squared.
Okay.
Which I'm like, why do you fucking square your height? I don't know. Anyway,
Math.
but if you're doing it with the imperial system, take your height in inches and divide that into your weight and then multiply it by 703. So that's how you get your number with the imperial system. So, like, it is just a simple formula that you plug numbers into, and you know, mathematics has no feelings, or like, it literally is
Right.
just here's the data.
Here
That's
is a
it.
number with number, and here's a number.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing behind it. It's just like,
Right.
here's this number. Yeah. So, anyway. BMI makes no allowance for the relative proportions of bone, muscle, and fat. So, you know, bone is the densest thing in your body.
Right.
Muscle is next, then fat. And so you can have a person who's got really strong bones, you know, great muscle tone and low fat, but that person could potentially be deemed obese according to BMI standards. Even though this person can be healthy in every other way. And so, also, one of the reasons why it's trash is the basis for BMI was sexist and racist. Not saying that the person was,
No.
it's just that the original formula was
Was
based
made
off
for very
the
specific area.
average,
Like it
like
was
the
for one
average
area.
European man.
Yeah.
That's what it was based off of. And so the test sample was very limited, but then used as a standard for all when women and other races were not included in this test sample, and yet they're being measured by the standard. And it's like, what? Like, how? I'll get on my rant later, but this is just this is my research. So, yeah. And this is where I could start ranting. BMI has led physicians to focus solely on weight and not to focus on the patient and their needs. which can turn patients off to going to the doctor in the first place and can lead to legit health issues going unchecked and untreated. And that is, if you all want to see, just go on TikTok and look up people. They will tell you their stories of going to the doctor with other problems and how doctors only want to talk about their weight.
Like, well, have you
I
tried
have,
losing weight? And I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't help
yes.
the fact that my arm is literally falling off and hanging on by a thread. It is
Right,
my weight.
right. You know, and I've seen so many, and I've had friends, you know, people who go in and they're talking about abdominal pain. And it's like, well, you might want to try losing weight. And you go back and it's like they had a fucking cyst on their ovary bust. Or, you know, I had a friend who tore her meniscus. And she went to, and let me just say too that most of these doctors are men, and that's also infuriating. And it's just, I'm not saying all, but most, I would say 90% of them are men. And I'm like, why do men continue to get to treat women when they obviously don't have a fucking clue how women's bodies work? But
I
it's just
know,
like,
because it's either lose weight or are you sure you're not pregnant? Yes,
yes,
I'm fucking
those are
sure.
the two. Yeah, for those,
Like,
if
well,
there are
let's
any
just do a test
men,
just to make sure. And it's like, you pay for it. Don't charge my insurance because,
right, I'm not
like,
paying for that shit.
I'm not
Yeah,
pregnant.
abs yeah, I'm not pregnant. Yeah, but I have a friend who tore her meniscus. She goes to the doctor and he basically told her, your knee hurts because you're fat.
Yeah.
Didn't do any
Anything.
other kind of, but she knew something was wrong because she was a teacher and she was teaching the Virginia Reel to her students, which why we still do that, I don't know. But anyway,
Because why not?
right. But she heard something like that's when it hurt. It wasn't like they just hurt all the time, you know? And so that right there, when you go and you're like, no, something is physically wrong with me. And you're gonna sit there and tell me like, oh, your knee hurts because you're fat? Like, fuck you, dude. I mean, she did go to another doctor who was female, and that woman was like, oh, we're gonna get you an MRI. And then it's like, oh, your meniscus is torn. You need surgery. And so here you have one doctor who was just so, oh, you're fat. I'm not gonna do anything to help you, but tell you that you're fat, I'm gonna fat shame you. But then you have another doctor who's like, oh, your knee hurts. Let's do something to see if we can find what the problem is.
Because it should always be rule everything else out before you say, you know, I can't find anything. I'm not
Right.
seeing anything. We've done this and this and this. I think the first thing we should try at this point is try, you know, see if we can, if losing weight makes it any better. If not, then we'll keep digging
Right.
and digging. But like,
Right.
this should be the last thing after you've done it all. It's
Right. And
exhausting.
that is so infuriating to me. And that's where I could rant for days on something like that. Because it's like with me, I wanted to get the implant thing in my arm for birth control. And it was immediately right out of the gate. The doctor was like, no, you're too fat for that. He's like, you weigh too
Ugh,
little.
fuck that guy. 'Cause it is nothing.
Yeah.
It's hormones. Like it's not. I mean, you take
Yeah.
the same stupid birth control pill that anyone else takes, and they don't worry about that. It's like the same amount of.
Right.
What? Why would that make any difference? To me, the logic behind that was ridiculous.
Yes. So there are lots of things that doctors will throw in your face and tell you that you can't have or you can't do, or just, I'm not going to help you because your BMI is too high or you're just obviously too fat. And that is where I get really angry with the medical community. I mean, it's just infuriating, you know,
Really
because it
is.
was like, I could go on, you know, I'm not gonna lie. Like when I started my weight loss deal, because I am going to a doctor now, and she made me, my weight loss doctor made me go get a fucking, what is it,
A
PCP,
primary care
care
physician.
provider. Yeah. She's like, you're an adult now.
You do need one.
You need one. And she's like, you're almost 40. You're gonna have to be getting like the mammogram. And you know, you need somebody, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fine, 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 whatever. You know. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, I've not been to the and I go and I did get a primary care provider and I go in for like the first initial thing. And they're like, oh, who is your previous primary care provider? And I'm like, I've not had one since I moved here 17 years
I
ago. They're like, "What did you? You get sick? What do you do?" And I'm like,
waited out.
"Well, first of all, I don't really get sick. It's just allergies. And
Right.
if I do get sick, where I do need something, I just go to urgent care, and they give me.
Whatever you need.
I mean, and I'm like, I've been to urgent care like maybe 4 times since I've moved here. I've had a sinus infection, and I've had a couple of ear infections, and I had strep. So I'm not a sickly person. This is why I don't have a primary care provider. Anyway, but I guess, getting old and all that, it's what you need, I guess. Anyway, but that's what's so maddening about going to the doctor these days is if you are heavy, they just throw it in your face and they don't want to do anything about it. If you do have a problem, it's just always, here it is, you're fat. That's what your problem is. Eat better and work out more. That's what I always got. And I'm like,
Like, you don't
and if
even
you
know
all,
my life, so shut up.
I know, I've been like, oh, work out more, but I'm training for a fucking half marathon. Like, how much more do I need to work out? Is what? Like when I
Well,
was.
and
I
I
mean, I'm
think
not
what's
anymore, but.
right. I think what's frustrating is that I always got the impression that if you said this, here is my food diary. This is everything I've eaten in the last 2 weeks. This is my workout schedule. You tell me what else I
Right.
should be doing, and they probably would just assume you're lying. And that's what irritates me.
Oh,
It
100%.
they
They'd be like, there's no way that
this
you could eat like that and work out like that. 'Cause it's like, how much I've been running?
yeah.
And I know that running is not like the best way to lose weight. I do
Well,
understand that.
but I guess
But
my point is that I feel like if diet and exercise don't work for a person, they just decide you're doing it wrong or you're not
yeah.
really doing it. Instead of being like, oh, well, let's look at some other things then, should we? Because
Right,
good Lord.
exactly. Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. So another problem with BMI is that some people believe that the insurance industry lobbies for continued use of the BMI standard to keep profits high so they can charge higher premiums, or they won't cover you at all if your BMI is too high. So some of those with the higher BMI are actually fit people with, the strong bones, lots of muscle, less fat, that will obviously live longer, healthy lives, and will have to pay those higher premiums based off a bogus, outdated formula. And I know this is true for a fact. I have friends, and when I was running, which I'm still part of this group on Facebook, it's called Princess Posse. All these people are obsessed with Disney, and they do all the Disney runs because Disney has several. For those of you who don't know, Disney has a bunch of runs that down in Disney World and over in Disneyland that you can do like 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, full marathons. These people are bananas about it. And it's just a support. It's a bunch of women who support each other, with the running. People have questions about shoes or, socks or, just running schedules in general and what's the best thing to do for a half marathon, yada yada. I mean, it was just this community for support. But they'll also come on there with their frustrations and stuff like that. And one woman, I will never forget this, came on talking about how her husband, I guess she was on his insurance, and they were up for like, filing for insurance or whatever. And they had her listed as severely obese. And I've seen pictures of this woman, and she is not. I mean, the thing is, she's short. But I mean, she does CrossFit. She runs constantly and she's muscular. I mean, she's not like bodybuilder muscular, but I mean, but she's muscular. And that's what she was saying. And she was like, they're still using BMI. And that's what's making me look severely obese. And I'm like, so she was really frustrated with that because she's like, I'm not. I mean, you all, and she's like, you all know that I'm not. And my husband's gonna have to pay out the
Yeah, there
ass
should be
for
ways.
insurance
I mean,
for
ultimately, it
me.
should all go the fuck away, but there should at least be ways to contest that bullshit to be like, hey, no, look, here I am. Here's
Right.
what I do. Obviously not, but like,
Right.
Also, I think we should just have single payer insurance and fuck the insurance companies because they're nothing but
I
garbage.
know. I mean, that aside, insurance companies are a
Yep.
trap. It's all a trap.
But
It's all
you're
about the
right.
money.
Like, they use this thing that was never meant to be used for this, and makes me feels like there could be a class action lawsuit in there, Claire. Maybe we should
I mean, seriously.
like
But
enough
even like for
people will be able
me,
to sue to be like,
yeah.
this is, you can't use this anymore. It's not accurate. And this is why it's not accurate. Look
Yeah.
at this whole group of people that medically are incredibly healthy and would be excellent choices for an insurance company to cover, but they're
Right.
judging on something that doesn't even, it's not even accurate.
Right. And like for me, we had a chance to like go get like life insurance and other types of like supplemental insurance through my work. And these people come in, they do it every year. I hate it. You have to sit back there and give them a bunch of your information. And they always ask your height, your weight. And then it's like, oh, I'm sorry, our life insurance won't cover you because your
Right.
BMI is too high. And it's like, fuck. And so, granted, I did wind up getting like an accident insurance. So if I were to have an accident, even outside of work,
Right.
any kind of accident, like if I tripped and fell, or I was running and hurt myself, or one of those things, like obviously my car accident would be covered by my car insurance, but any kind of other accident I would have that I got hurt, had to go to the hospital, I could go through that, and it's only like $6 a month, which I mean, I'm a klutz. Let's just be honest. I'm middle Grace is not my middle name, and so I mean that, but it was just the fact that they're like, oh, I'm sorry, this we can't cover you with our life insurance because your BMI is too high. Now, granted, I'm, I probably my muscle, I have more muscle than most people probably think. But also, I tell people how much I weigh, and they're like, no, you don't. I'm like, oh, but I do. Why would I lie to you? I'm not trying to make myself weigh less because when I started this, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. When I started this weight loss journey, COVID was not kind to me, okay? COVID was not kind to anybody
No,
when
it
you're
was
like
not.
isolated from your family. And for me, it was just home and work, home and work, home and work. I didn't see anybody but the people I worked with for like months, because mom and dad didn't want me coming home, which I mean, I totally understood that, when you're like completely isolated.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that I had COVID. I mean, I did eventually get it, but it was like after the main scare
After
was
everybody else
over.
had it, yeah.
Yeah, and I had been vaccinated. So it was like not, it still kicked my ass a little bit, but it wasn't like as severe as the people who really got it in the beginning. But, got depressed, did not take care of myself, ate out a lot, ate things I shouldn't have. I packed on some serious poundage. And I've
Yeah.
always been heavy. I'm not gonna lie, you guys, I've always been heavy. Always. Never ever in my life have I not been considered obese by BMI standards.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
I know, but I've always been heavy. Never in my life have I been one of the skinny people. Okay. But I mean, I packed it on. And so when I decided to start this, I had gotten up to like 377 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, I mean, but people would see me, there's no way you were that heavy. And I'm like, oh, but I am. But also, I'm 5'10.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know how I carry it, but I carry it a lot better than some people. It's just like, I don't know how I'm carrying this, but I mean, yeah, I weigh 377. Why would I lie to you? But I was disgusted with myself. So I was like, I'm getting ready to turn 40. I need to start heading in a better direction than where I'm headed now, which is why I started going to see this weight loss doctor and get started on that. And up until this point, I had always been heavy, but I had never had any of the other things. I had never had the high blood pressure. I'd never had the high A1C, none of that. I was always like, oh, you're
You're
heavy,
fine.
but I was like an anomaly. They're like, oh, nothing else is wrong with you.
And you're like,
Like,
yep.
you're really fat, but, and this, I mean, granted, I was still like in the 300s, I was still like 325, 330, even up in 350. It was still like, oh, you still weigh a lot, but you don't have high blood pressure and your blood work's fine. So we don't know what to tell you.
Like
And this is even when I
so.
was like training for the half marathon and I'm working out like a shit ton, you know, twice a day, and I'd lose like 10 pounds and that was it. And so how
Right.
frustrating is that? And so that's why, like, during COVID, I just said, fuck it, I'm not working out anymore. This is dumb. It's not helping me, but it wasn't a way. Even though I wasn't losing weight,
Yeah.
it wasn't a way. So I just like said, fuck all that, and then didn't do anything, and then gained a shit ton of weight and got to like the heaviest I've ever been in my life, and then was really like, oh, this is not good. So go see the weight loss doctor. Yeah, now I've got high blood pressure. Yeah, now my A1C is like pre-diabetic. And I'm like, did that to myself. That's like, I have nobody to blame but myself for that. And I'm not blaming anybody but
No,
myself
I
for
mean,
that.
yeah, absolutely.
I'm not trying to blame
That's
anybody. So it's like, okay, let's take care of this now. Let's get headed in the right direction before I turn 40. That was really my mindset when I started it. And so now when I went to go see the primary care and I hopped on the scale over there, it said I was 310.
Oh.
So I have lost that much weight in since March.
That's
And
amazing.
yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
So that being said, I still weigh 310 pounds.
Right.
So, I mean, but people are like, there's no way you weigh 310 pounds. I'm like, oh, but I do. Still 510. That's not changed, you know? And so it's just like, yeah, I know by this, I'm like really, really fat, you know, by their standards. However, just to put it into perspective, for me, at the highest end of the healthy spectrum for somebody of my height, the highest to be considered like healthy for BMI standards, I would need to weigh 170.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That, like,
You weigh
you wouldn't,
180? If
if,
you weigh 180, that puts you into obese.
like, I can't,
No, that puts you into overweight. Sorry. If you weigh 180, that puts you into overweight
I
standards.
can't even fathom because, I mean, just based on my knowledge of you and the fact that you currently are weighing 310, like, I feel like you have to take some bones out in order to get to that. Like, I think your bones and your muscle weigh more than that, regardless of anything else on your body. What the
I mean,
fuck?
yeah, just to give you all
Insane.
perspective, yeah, the high end of that, I would need to, at the very most, to stay within the normal standards, I would need to weigh 170. If I weighed 180, I would be considered overweight. By 210, that is when I'm considered obese.
Good God.
So even when I get down, because I mean, I'm still working towards it, obviously, but even when I get down to 210 pounds, I'm still considered obese by the BMI standard.
Yeah, it's time to get rid of that fucking garbage. 'Cause I argue you're in much better health than me. Have always been. And I am correctly in my BMI whatever, but like I have belly fat. Like that's where my fat goes, is my little belly. And it just sits there and it never goes away. It just lives there. I have tiny little legs, I have tiny little arms. I used to have big boobs, but I finally got those cut off. But like it's there in my belly just waiting, man. It's gonna kill me
Right.
one day, but
But
oh.
that is the struggle with BMI. BMI is a lazy tool, and as long as it's the standards, doctors don't feel the urgency to use more scientifically sound methods available to measure obesity. Some alternatives do cost more, but they give a much more reliable result than BMI. I mean, because there are other ways. Like you can go in and you can start measuring people's like actual body fat.
Right.
And versus, I mean, because there are like machines that you can sit in that measure everything, like your fat, your muscle, your bones, and give you a better picture of like what your actual like fat muscle bone ratio is and how much actual body fat you have versus this stupid fucking equation that doesn't take any of this other stuff into consideration. So, you know, why are we still using an almost 200-year-old formula created by a mathematician in a time when so little was known about the human body? You
And
know,
that
this is
was
a time.
meant for like population calculation for
Right.
one specific area, by the way.
Yeah. And this is a time when bloodletting was still a thing. They were still using cocaine for oral pain.
Woohoo!
And they, you know,
Those
stuff
were the
like
days.
arsenic and mercury to treat syphilis. So why are we still using this as the standard. And that is my rant on BMI because I'm just so fucking tired. You know, I know that I'm overweight. I know that. However, I know that there are other things because when I went to my primary care, she's like listening to my heart and my lungs. And she was like, oh, your heart's really strong. Your lungs sound great. You know, granted, I've gotten on medicine for my blood pressure. So my blood pressure is now fine,
Right.
you know.
But
But I feel like
blood
since I
pressure
have
is a
lost weight.
thing that tends to be more genetic than it ha than
Yes.
anything else. 'Cause
Mean, it can be. Yeah.
I've never, I mean, I was overweight as a teenager, but I've stayed firmly in the appropriate category, you know, for most of my adult life. My
I
dad
mean,
has
I
never
really
been
did
big,
too.
but my dad has high blood pressure, and I
Yeah.
assume that if I didn't already have to take high blood pressure medication for another thing that's unrelated to blood pressure, I would have a high
Right.
blood pressure. So that's the only
But I mean,
reason we
I
know.
like stayed in the normal range too until like really this last few years when I really packed on the pounds because of COVID and I
Right.
hadn't gone to see a doctor because, you know, COVID and all that. But anyway, yeah, that is why BMI should just be like tossed aside and just considered
Absolutely.
an outdated thing. And so fuck Ansel Keys
Yeah, fuck that guy.
for in the 70s for making it
Well, and
the standard.
fuck all of the medical world for allowing that to happen, for being like,
Right.
oh, hey, that's a
Like, what
great
are you doing?
idea. No, it's not. You're supposed to be smart and
No.
educated. You should be able to say, hey, this equation that was made for this very specific purpose does not work for the individual, regardless of what you want it to be. So,
Right.
ugh.
So, yeah, that's my rant on BMI and why it should be pushed aside and we need to find something better. Because, I mean, things are constantly changing in the medical field. Otherwise, why has this not
Yeah.
changed? Why are we still holding on to this? Because it's not accurate. It's not good. And again, people who can be, like April said, people who can be within the healthy BMI range can be terribly unhealthy otherwise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, ugh. That's so frustrating to me. I'm so frustrated for you. I'm so frustrated for everybody. And for me, because I feel like because I stay in that special range, that things get ignored on my behalf that shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, oh, you should be healthy.
And I'm like, but I know that, I mean, I am now. I try now. But like, there have been plenty of times in my life where I absolutely did not try. So
Right.
I just took walks enough to stay slimish. So
Right.
fuck that. It's like not really healthy.
Right.
Like, do you want me to walk up that hill? Can't do it. Sorry. It's too steep. Out of breath.
It's just aggravating. And that's why I was like, I don't know. I just went on a rampage when I was like, I'm gonna do
Yes. And
BMI.
I'm so glad you did because I do think that there is the push back against it today, and not strong enough, obviously, because it's still around everywhere. But I do
Right.
hear more about it not being a good tool, and that it's so I'm hoping that we're moving into making it a formerly legit medical practice so that it just fucking goes away.
Same. Because I do get tired, and I really feel like the next time those insurance people come, I'm going to be like, I'm not telling you my height or my weight.
Yeah, I think you should just look
Because
at
I
them
know
and
why
be
you
like,
want it. I know
BMI
why
is
you.
not an appropriate tool to make this decision. You need to
Yeah.
update your standards.
Yeah.
So I'm not participating. Goodbye.
Yeah. It's like, I know why you want my height and my weight, and I'm not giving it to you. Because it's trash.
You know what's,
Even though I
I
am
mean,
losing weight, and me losing weight might cause them to want to insure me at that point, but still.
well, but it's one of those like, obviously, I have absolutely no idea how insurance works. But most of the places I've worked, we get life insurance included. There's no any information that is related to it at all. It's just like, it's not a whole lot. It's like $10,000 of life insurance that you can choose to add on to or whatever. But like, it's a base, no matter what health condition you're in, it's a
Yeah.
given. So I guess I'm annoyed that that doesn't just exist for everyone. Like, you know, basic
I mean, I
funeral
guess because I work
expenses.
for a smaller company and it's not, you
Well, right,
know.
but like, it's they're gonna get way more out of you paying for it than the 10 grand
Right.
that they might shell out. That literally is, it's just funeral expenses. That's the only reason I've ever really cared, is like, well, yeah, I'll take it because I don't really have to pay a whole lot for it. But
Right.
if something happens, at least whoever doesn't have to pay for my funeral. But
Right.
whatever.
But still,
Ugh,
it's
it's so
aggravating.
annoying. I hate it.
And like I said, if you all want to hear more, just go on TikTok. I mean, there are doctors out there that talk about it and how garbage it is. There are people out there who talk about their experiences of being discriminated against because of it. So it's like there are plenty of things out there with people and their own personal experiences and why it's trash. So don't just take my word for it. There's tons of stuff out there. But I'm just like, these are people that I've known who've told me their stories. They didn't know I was going to talk about it today.
Yeah, there.
Because these are like older things. This isn't even stuff that's happened recently. This is like stuff that's been like 10 years ago, you know. But it's like I've remembered it because it's just infuriating, you know, the fact that you tore your meniscus and the doctor just tells you you're fat. I'm not going to help you do anything else to fix your knee, but just tell you that you're fat and you need to lose weight, you know. And that is, I mean, and that's a lot of what women have to deal with, which is also why I'm like, yeah, BMI is fucking sexist,
Yes, it is.
you know. And doctors focus so much on that. It's always you go in for something else and it's like, oh, have you considered losing weight? Maybe that's why you've got the sniffles. And you're like, what? No, not at all. Or like April said, or it's like, oh, you've got this. Are you sure you're not pregnant?
Yeah.
No, my
That's
earache
where
is not caused by a pregnancy. Thank you.
my favorite thing, the last 2.5 years, I had a female doctor who was excellent. I absolutely loved her. And they almost never, like every once in a while, I guess they did, but like she never once was like, well, when was the date of your last period? Because And it was never, I never had to answer that question because they knew that I was on birth control. They had that information. They know that it's implanted in my arm. So it's not like I can
Right.
forget it. So, like, it was never, well, are you sure you can't be pregnant? If I would go in with anything, that never came up. It was, oh, okay, well, let's look at this very specific thing you're here for. And that's it. And I'm like, that's how it should be. You shouldn't be worried about my pregnancy level. I am aware whether or not I'm pregnant. I'm not. Thank
Right,
you
yeah.
very much. But
It's so annoying. Anyway. Anywho, that is my rant on BMI.
that was amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I loved that because I hate it so much. I loved it.
Same. Same. Everyone should hate it so much, and
Yes, they
everyone should
should.
raise against it, rage so hard against it
Yes.
that they just get
I'm
rid
going
of it.
to make a mental note to myself that anytime in the future that BMI comes up, because I haven't gotten a doctor here yet, so who the fuck
Got
knows?
yeah, well, yeah,
To
you
look
just
at them
moved
and be
in.
like, that is an antiquated formula that was not meant for this use, and you should really update your tools because I don't trust you as a doctor now because you're using
Right.
something that doesn't even work.
Right. It is absolutely maddening. But anyway, so what are you going to be talking about? I know you said it was gross.
Yes.
I'm here for it. I'm here for some gross stuff.
So I decided that my formerly legit medical practice that I was going to discuss was going to be me whale medicine. Whale.
Whale?
Like Shamu.
What? Whale of medicine. That
Whale
was a
medicine.
thing.
Well, I mean.
Whale.
So I got my information.
Oh, this is gonna like talk about people using blubber and shit, isn't it? Oh, gross. Okay, yes, let's go.
So I got my information from the BBC, the Smithsonian, Grunge, Australia's National Maritime Museum, the National History Museum, and of course, Wikipedia. Where would I be without you?
Oh, I was gonna say, oh, is this our first episode without Wikipedia? Because
Nope.
I didn't have Wikipedia,
I didn't
so
use a lot of Wikipedia. I just had a couple of little
yeah.
things. So I'm only going to talk to you about two practices of whale medicine because the first one's
Okay.
a doozy.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to talk about the Whale Motel.
Whale Motel.
Yes. You've never heard of it.
No, I have not heard of
Because
this.
you've never heard of it. Because it's
No.
Australia. Welcome to
Okay.
the land down under.
Where
In
everything
the
tries to kill
late
you.
19th century, a drunk man was walking along a beach and came across the carcass of a dead whale. Now, being drunk, he was stumbling around and actually ended up falling into the carcass.
Ugh, gross.
At which point, he passed out either from
Oh,
disgust or
God.
from being drunk, either way. And so he was out for a few hours in a whale carcass.
This is so gross.
I told you.
I just think of, I know you've seen the video, I can't remember where it happened, where the whale got beached and it sat there forever and
And it
ever and ever.
exploded.
And they had to blow it up, and they blew
Yes,
it
it
up wrong.
happened in Oregon. I've seen the video because
Okay,
they're all
yes.
very proud of it, and I'm like, I can't even with you people. But yes, it was on the Oregon
Because
coast.
whatever they did, it like blew it up so much, and it was like whale pieces were like all over. I'm
We're
like, that's
raining
so
down
gross.
on
That's
people.
what I think of.
Yes, they did not math that one right.
So nasty. Ew. Ew, ew, ew. Sorry.
No, you're correct. It is ew, ew, ew. So when he did finally wake up a few hours later, he realized he felt much better. I mean, minus probably the hangover, I assume he had.
I
I don't
mean, yeah.
know. I mean, also waking up in whale carcass.
Ew.
But was excited to realize that he was now free of his rheumatism. Now, what is rheumatism? Because
How does he know that he's free of his rheumatism? Just
it is a chronic condition that causes pain, swelling, and joint mobility issues, and he suddenly had no pain, no swelling, and no joint mobility issues. He felt great. Again, minus the fact that he had a hangover and smelled like dead whale.
oh God, this is so nasty.
So, of
Yeah, and then like
course,
rheumatoid arthritis. Yeah, like, ew, like what?
Now, of course, he couldn't keep this good news to himself. I mean, he had to tell everyone, like, I found my cure for rheumatism. All you have to do is be in a dead whale. It's great. It's
Oh
magic.
God. This I
So
can't with this. This is like who is this person? Like just some Joe Schmo.
Joe Schmo.
And then, oh, this dead whale cured my rheumatism?
He sure did.
Like,
It sure did. He was all
I
better.
can't with this. What year was this? You said like
It's
late
late 19th century, so like
1800.
late 1800s.
That explains it.
So eventually, of course, because he kept talking about it, the
Yeah.
story was picked up by a reporter and was printed in the Pall Mall Gazette, headlined "A New Cure for Rheumatism."
Oh no.
And that article was printed March 7th, 1896. And it said, "A gentleman of convivial habits," convivial,
Convivial habits.
"but
Oh.
grievously afflicted with rheumatism, had been walking along the beach with friends when he spotted the whale, which is already cut open, and appeared to our hilarious friend a tempting morsel of flesh." His
That
friends,
doesn't sound true. This
no.
doesn't sound like how the story went.
His friends, horrified by the heat and smell, did not want to rescue him after he fell in. So they
That's fair.
left him inside for several hours until he emerged sober and was suddenly devoid of his rheumatism.
I can't.
So soon, the town of Eden, Australia. Eden, Claire. It's Eden there. The Garden of Eden.
Is it?
They decided this was their time to shine. And they could create kind of their own equivalent of a Turkish bath, except, the dead whale equivalent.
No.
Yes.
This is wrong.
Yes.
Oh, I don't even want to know how they did this.
So Eden is in a place called Twofold Bay and had been a whaling town, so they were very familiar with dead whales.
Yeah.
And so they decided to make some bank on this new like fad that was popping up because people were very excited. Rheumatism sucks. What can I say? And so it became the primary destination whale hotel.
Ew. Ew. I would only
Uh-huh.
go to a whale hotel if it was just like
A
whale
hotel in the shape of a
themed.
whale.
Yeah. Yeah, or whale themed. Had like aquarium rooms where you could see whales. Like,
No, I support that. Support that.
that's cool. This is not.
This is absolutely not cool. So for those people who decided, it's worth the attempt. It's worth to try and deal with my rheumatism, have a cure. I mean, it sounds painful. Sounds pretty sucky. They
Right.
would cut a hole into a dead whale, and the quote unquote patient would be lowered inside. The
Oh
head of the
my God.
patient would be outside of the hole, so at least their head was outside of this dead whale.
I mean, that's better than the alternative.
But the rest of their body was surrounded by decaying blubber, like some kind of massive
Oh,
decomposing poultice.
the human race is absolutely fucking disgusting. Like, what? Ew.
So, while the interior of the carcass still retains a little warmth, a hole is cut through one side of the body sufficiently large enough to admit the patient, the lower part of whose body from feet to the loins would sink in the whale's intestines, leaving the head, of course, outside the aperture. The latter is closed up as closely as possible, otherwise the patient would not be able to breathe through the volume of anammoniacal gases? I have no idea. Which would escape from every opening left uncovered. So, like, they would
Yeah,
get,
because
like, kind
it's
of like sewed in. This is
decomposing.
literally decoys it.
Because that's what happens when you decompose. Your body admits gases. Oh, God, this is so gross. Oh, this is
I
disgusting.
told you this was gross and disgusting, which is why I picked it, because it's so
It's like,
bizarre.
what?
The pictures. Wait for the pictures. You're gonna love them.
Oh,
There's
am
one.
I?
In fact, I may even be able to send them to you real quick because I have them saved in a draft, the ones that I have, just so that you could. Because I didn't want you to see it beforehand. It's very important to me that it was like the fuck.
Indeed.
You have your phone ready?
I do.
Let's see. Oh, I don't have the best one. Oh no, I do. It's there. Okay. So there's one that's a picture of like a man in a whale. And then there's another that is like a cartoon, like, a newspaper drawing,
Oh, okay.
essentially, of
Yeah.
like multiple people in one, and it is the most horrendous thing I've ever seen in my life. Go for it. Go for it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Now, I will say.
What? Oh my God. That is so gross. Oh my God. I can't. Oh my gosh. That is like the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Now, the belief is clear that if you could hold out for 30 hours inside the whale,
30
yeah, so you would do it
over a
in,
day.
no, you would do it a few hours at a time. So it'd be several days that you'd go and do this repeatedly. It's not like a one-off.
Okay. Still, that's gross.
But
Oh,
if you could
God.
hold out for 30 hours inside of the whale, you could be cured of your rheumatism for up to a year, Which essentially means you have to do this like every year. You have to go lay in decaying blubber of whale for like 30 hours of your life every single year. That seems like a lot to me.
That does. That's just awful.
I mean, you'll be glad to know that it was mostly an isolated practice. It wasn't like super common. But
Okay.
there were several people who claimed that it made them feel better. Like it really authentically helped them. Although I argue that perhaps after spending several hours surrounded by decaying whale flesh, that, you would go back to your hotel room, take a nice hot shower or bath. So of course you'd feel better then because you've just bleh.
Right, because you've got it off of you now, like.
Right?
Oh, gosh.
The whale cure was not seen much after World War I,
Thank God.
primarily due to the decline of whaling in general, because we had
Okay,
thankfully
yeah.
come up with other things to replace a lot of whale-made products. So we stopped massively murdering them for stupid reasons,
Right.
such as rheumatism cures. I don't know.
Right.
But it's also possible that it kind of went away because of the unpleasant after effects, of hanging out in a well.
And being smelly, yeah.
The patient, this is a quote, the patient for a week or so gives off a horrible odor and is abhorrent to man and beast.
No.
And a
Who
fit
didn't see
subject,
that?
right? And a fit subject for prosecution under the Diseased Animals and Meat Act that Australia had. Like, we got to stop this. This is gross.
It is so gross.
Now, what's really fascinating is that according to the Australian National Maritime Museum, anthropologist R.H. Matthews wrote an article in 1904 in which he said that he observed the Aboriginal people of Eden, of like that area, that they would remove meat and blubber from a whale and lower themselves into the body and cover themselves with whale fat to treat their pain. And there were rock carvings thought to depict Aboriginals taking the whale cure seen in Waverton, Australia. So it's quite probably, that this was actually a native tradition and that it was knowledge that was quote unquote discovered by white colonialists who decided to take the
Shock.
credit for it. So, because ultimately, what I read is that, in the same way that when you're hurting, if you like are, if you go to a sauna or take a hot bath, you know how it gives you some relief?
Right.
It was that kind of same, I mean, much more to a degree because I guess of the pressure of the blubber, I don't know. But like it, they were going with that, like it for them is like it helps relieve pain to be able to be surrounded by whatever.
Yeah.
And then white people stole it because that's what we do. And turned it into
Yep.
something more horrifying.
Because it is what we do. Oh God, we're horrible. Oh.
So. That is the story of the Whale Motel. How do you feel about that, Claire?
I feel a way.
You
It
feel
might make
a
me want
way?
to run to the bathroom and vomit.
It
After seeing that photo, I just, oh God, that is so
is
gross.
unimaginably disgusting. I cannot believe someone is like, let's do this. Okay. Cool.
God, that's nasty.
So now I'm going to talk to you about ambergris.
What is that?
That's the first thing. What is it?
What is
What is
it?
it? Well, whale.
Whale.
You may not know this, but sperm whales specifically eat large quantities of cephalopods, such as squid and cuttlefish. And there are parts of squid and cuttlefish that are indigestible, such as like their beaks and things like that. Yeah. So those parts are vomited out before digestion to like
Okay.
eat these non-digestible parts, vomit out, then digest the
It's
part
like
that you
spitting
can.
out the bones of a chicken, like
Yeah, like that. Throw up the bones. Gross, gross.
Yeah.
In some rare circumstances, though, some of these parts are not vomited out and they end up moving into the whale's intestines and bind together. And they slowly become a solid mass of ambergris that grows inside of the whale over many years. So, ambergris is either the vomit or it not being vomited and hanging out inside the intestines. It's all ambergris.
That is also disgusting.
Yes, it sure is. It's thought that the ambergris inside will protect the whale's internal organs from like the sharp squid beaks. So like it kind of like
Yeah, it's
will.
like keep it from like puncturing something.
So, it is it's whale vomit or hanging out whale vomit. It's whale vomit. It's whale vomit. It's whale vomit. It's just gonna it's that's just what it is.
It's well vomit.
For some really bizarre reason that I cannot, but like because they can throw it up, like they people would find it in the ocean and they would use it, and then they later discovered that it was also still inside whales, is what I'm saying. So like there's two sources, in a whale and outside of a whale.
Gotcha. Okay.
And for some reason, this started being used a lot in making perfume.
What?
I
Why?
don't know, because what's really bizarre is that it has a
Oh
very
my God, this is
strong,
like
this is, I told you, this is gross and disgusting. It has a very strong fecal smell when it's first like removed from a whale when it first comes out, because it's
Well, yeah.
vomit.
Yeah.
But apparently, after it dries out, it becomes more pleasant. What the fuck? And has a musky scent, which I argue is also disgusting, but whatever. And so it's
Yeah.
used in a lot of perfumes.
This is like as bad as like us getting our vanilla from Beaver Squeezins, I swear. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, sometimes vanilla, and I'm not talking about flavoring for foods. I'm talking about like the vanilla that goes into perfumes. They get it from like a beaver's anus. And so at work we started calling it Beaver Squeezins. But yeah, this is the same as like getting your vanilla from the Beaver Squeezins. This is what I equate this to. This is
Yes, I
Oh,
agree.
God.
So you're putting whale vomit on your body. Congratulations. I'm glad I don't wear perfume. Anyway,
Don't
early
wear
Arab
musky perfume.
civilizations called ambergris anbar. It's just that's what they named it. They used it as an incense, of course, because apparently we all love the smell of whale vomit.
Do we?
Apparently. But it was also an aphrodisiac and a medicine that could cure
No.
many ailments, including brain ailments, heart ailments, and any issues with your senses. So I guess if you have like a runny
Oh,
nose,
God.
have some whale vomit. They also really believed that it could cure male impotence. So lots of
Oh,
men
my
taking the ambergris in the Middle
Wow.
Ages. They believed that carrying ambergris would could help prevent them from getting the plague because they believed that the smell of it would cover the smell of the air, and they thought the smell of the air was what was causing the plague. Bless them.
Right.
But also they used it for headaches, colds, and epilepsy, so Oh, Lord.
I'm so glad I didn't live back then.
I know, right? I'm like, okay. Give me the cocaine. I take the cocaine. You keep the ambergris. I'll take the cocaine.
Right.
That's I'll
Give
do
me
that.
the
It's fine.
cocaine and the heroin.
Lord.
Yes.
Traditional Chinese medicine believes that ambergris has promotion has functions in promoting qi, ki, I forget what it's called. Qi? I think it's qi. And blood circulation, that it will help disperse knots and relieve pain, like whatever. So they like to diffuse it in water, so like you're drinking it.
No.
It's often used as a treatment for dizziness and depression, which I argue I'd be depressed if I took this. Heartburn, abdominal pain, cough, and asthma. Oh, you got a little asthma attack going? I got some ambergris in the cabinet for you. It'll be all better. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't. So bad.
So that is my second story of well medicine is ambergris used to treat a wide variety of things, but also in a lot of perfume. How horrifying is that? Don't use perfume.
Like, they don't still use it in perfume, do they?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't see anything that said it was not currently used. I just it was I'd, surely by now we've come up with something better than whale vomit, but I
I
also am
mean,
like, no, we haven't.
no, we haven't.
I'm just saying.
That's weird, disgusting.
I'm just saying. Just saying. Because that the perfume thing came much later in use, so than all the
Oh,
other
so
medical
gross.
practices. So there you have it. Whales, they'll cure everything from rheumatism to impotence. You're welcome.
Oh my God, that was so gross
Yes, it is. Yes,
and
it
fantastic at the same time.
is. So, on that note,
Yes.
this week's Sweary
I
affirmation.
was like, hit me with a sweary affirmation, please. I need to cleanse.
And
I need cleansing.
it's perfect because today is a thunderstorm day here. We're having a pause right now, but it's coming back. It's fine. No one can steal your thunder when you're the fucking storm.
Woo! I like that one.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
All right. It must be time for tarot time with April. Ah, spooky, spooky. I don't know if we're ready for this.
I
There's
don't know either.
no ambergris here.
No.
No ambergris. Well, obviously, the only song I can sing is the whale of a tale to tell you
It.
so. The whale of a
I knew
tale to
it.
tell you.
Not the flapping fish and the girls I love on nights like this with the moon above. Whale of a tale, and it's all true. I swear by my tattoo. I knew it. I knew it because I was singing it in my head.
Like, there's only one whale song. I mean, I could pop out with like Go Go Jonah, but it's not nearly as exciting.
No, it's not. Oh my God. Stop. When you said, well, there's only one song we can sing, and I was like, I knew it. I knew it.
I'm here for all the whale jokes. I'm like, whale. Right. Starting our week off strong with the Four of Pentacles. Moving into the Page of Wands. Looks like he accidentally set
Page.
something on fire. Whoops.
Uh-oh. Is that the Seamus Finnegan card?
The Seamus Finnegan card. And we are ending, interestingly, with the Nine of Pentacles. Now, what I haven't told you is that before I started today's, when I was setting up, I decided to randomly pull a card. Just to see, and I pulled the Nine of Pentacles. So
Did you really?
I
Nice.
did, and they've since been mixed up. So fascinating. Apparently, that card is important.
I'm gonna be singing that song all day now. Whale of a tale to tell you, lads. Whale of a tale or two about flapping fish, girls I love on nights like this with the moon above. Whale of a tale, and it's all true. I swear by my tattoo.
I just remember it being on a CD that I had of like random Disney things.
It is from 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yes. But that's I remember it from being on the random like
Oh,
Best
those
of
like Disney,
Disney or something that I
yeah, like
had. I used
Disney
to love
greatest
those.
hits, where it was like the first half of the CD was like modern Disney songs, and the second half of the CD was like really old songs. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Four of Pentacles.
Yes.
This is about protecting what is yours. A lot of
Mine.
people in this world equate possession with selfishness, but it's more about taking care of yourself before you take care of other people.
Like on an airplane.
That's right. You must put the oxygen mask on your face first, then you can help other people. So, there you go.
Take care of yourself first.
Take care of yourself first before helping others. I like that. It's fine. I like that. I like that. Okay. Page.
So, Four of Pentacles is the airplane card.
It's the airplane card. That's correct. Page of Wands. So earnest, this kid. Oh, he's the one that's full of piss and vinegar
Oh, that one. Okay,
about
yeah.
opportunity, adventures, and hope. So he's like Indiana Jones.
Okay.
So cool. But he's an optimist and a poet, a dreamer and an inventor, an artist and a fiery lover.
Ew.
Ooh. You believe this guy and get excited about whatever he's excited about. So there you go. Cool. There you go. And the one that has popped up already, and I didn't read what it was. I was just like, okay. Nine of Pentacles. Let's see. There is no avarice here. There is no insecurity. This card speaks to gratitude and confidence. It's about treating yourself as well as whale.
As well.
As you treat the people you love. And it's the result of hard work and perseverance. I'm here for it. That's fine. Good week.
Not a bad
Fine with
week.
that. It's cool. Cuckoo, cuckoo. So what will it be, Claire?
I don't know.
What's coming next in our random journey into topics? Let's see.
No.
Da 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 da. The wheel spins, and the wheel has determined that we're going to be talking about haunted places near
Places near
you.
you.
And I live near new haunted places.
You do.
Woo! I'm excited. Haunted places near me. What, what?
You've
What?
got
I have a
a whole
whole.
new repertoire to
And you know
choose
what?
from.
To be fair, like nothing is far from me here. It's magical. It's magical here. Like New York, it's our way. Boston, it's a couple hours away. That's all near me. Everything's here.
How far are you from Salem?
It's a 2 hour train ride to Boston, so 2.5 hours, because it's like a 20 minute train ride from Boston
From
to Salem.
Boston to. Okay.
So stupid
Nice.
close. And I'm going to Boston at the end of the month, or at the end of October, to see my sister, who'll be there for a conference. So I'm very excited. I'm like,
Nice.
yes, I'm so excited. So there you have it. Next week we'll be getting all spooky spooky, which, if my calculations are correct, should actually be October. Should be October for that one, or like right before October.
Right.
So very cool, very spooky season. I'm excited. I'm excited. So be sure to join us next week as we talk haunted places near us. Thank you again, Christy Joe, for giving us that magical topic. Love it. It's
Yes,
perfect.
it
Brings me all the
is.
joy. But until then, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe. Everything helps. And you can send us more topics for our wheel or any specific stories you'd like for us to cover when the wheel determines we can, obviously.
Yes.
You can send those to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching
And keep on judging.
and avoid whales. Bye.
Yeah, bye.